Okay, I'm going to, on the team meeting notes, I'm going to list all those who attend and those who excuse themselves. Brilliance and Starburst asked me to send their love to you and tell you all that they miss you very much. Lightstar and Tranquility sent emails excusing themselves. Father asked me to extend his love and also tell you that your two big brothers also give their love to you, and I give you my peace. When I got together yesterday with Father, I said to him I don't have much for the meeting, and prior to meeting with him, what was funny was it took me almost 2 hours to actually prep for the meeting today. I'm telling you this because I want you to understand how important these meetings are to me and how much I need you to understand they are for you too, because Father now is, as you've noticed over the last couple months, he's giving us a little bit of a message at the beginning of each meeting, and then there are many things that I like to go over with you, and the funny thing was I didn't think I really had much for this meeting, but I have 2 pages, so we're going to move through this as quickly as we can. I met with Father yesterday, and he said, I'm very proud of all of you. He said, many tests have come, and all of you have passed them. You are all now growing into your gifts. You are finally accepting who you are, which is not an easy task. But nonetheless, we're finally all moving forward into my plan. Do as my son asks of you. He will elaborate about this through the meeting. It is very important that you all stay connected to me. Many have strayed. There is not much depth to our conversations. Satan has been lulling all of you. Wake up now. He actually raised his voice when he said that. My plan is at hand, and I need all of you to be sharp and ready. Do not ever feel comfortable with your surroundings. Again, be on your guard. Stop being surprised when things change so rapidly for you. You have not done anything wrong. I am merely testing you to help you learn more about yourself and all you can do. You are my gifts to this world, and lately, you are all like presents that are unwrapped. I cannot do much with you when you are like that. Perhaps you even feel insignificant, really. Please, you are more to me than you know you can be. Again, my son will elaborate through the meeting today about all of this. Know that I love you, and we are always with you. Be kind to all, love all, and love each other. And that is what Father ended with. I would like to congratulate Lightstream. She is fully trained and certified. I was in Kalamazoo last weekend. She gave me an energy healing, and she is fully trained and good to go. So if you want to send her an email congratulating her, I would encourage everyone to do that. So, Lightstream, welcome to the team. I also spoke with Father. He said, I need to let all of you know that you are all just like priests. Father gave you a priest's heart when you took that oath with me. He said, you serve him in that capacity. You're ministering to the needs of your charges. If anybody has any questions, please ask me or send me an email. Let's see. I need all of you to know all the members of your team, not just their names. I'm going to elaborate on that after Trisus shares an experience with you that happened to him about a week ago. So, Trisus, please share.
Already?
Yep, already.
So, there was a young man that needed help, a couple of our teammates were involved, but they couldn't find what the influence was. He's younger, and it looked like there were temper tantrums, but these temper tantrums weren't normal. He had had issues before with possession and had issues with behavior problems. This time it was different. I was asked to take a look at his space and you know, when we know when there's demonic possession or a cord, where we're going. And this time it was different. These cords were wrapped around the child. I don't know how many, but more than a dozen. It wasn't just attached. As I descended into hell following these cords, the energy was different with the angel that was with me. It wasn't my main angel, Gladius, and I kept thinking this was some setup because the energy was different. Yet it did feel like we were descending. If you haven't gone into that lovely place, your body physically gets cold too. And as we were descending, it was taking very long time. Normally, going to use the term normally. That's funny. You can use that. Normally when I go into hell, it's just a few moments and we're there. We're at wherever the spot is that we have to do the battle or dispatch the demon or we find the area. This was different. As we were running, I even stopped and I asked Father, I said, is this real? Because it didn't seem right. The energy signature was different. When we got into the area, the cords themselves were attached into the ground of the cavern, and there was no specific demon. It really threw me off. At that point, I looked to my right, and I saw that the angel was with me, had a sword, and they were ready to do battle. He had already called for backup, and we were fighting. We were fighting hundreds of demons, and it wasn't just one that they had to be dispatched, and even Supplanter had said, be on your guard. This is different. The two other healers that were involved had said it was strength. They couldn't make out. Well, I kept questioning and kept questioning. I'm like, who are you? And then at one point I thought maybe this was a setup, that it was Satan. And it felt very strange because my team, Gladius and his team are the Light Brigade. They don't use swords. They explode demons like we do. We did our battling, and at one point, as they always do, it's time to leave, sir. And I stood there dumbfounded because when this angel spoke to me, I wasn't familiar. I thought, I'm really in trouble now. I'm not going to follow him because it didn't make sense. Plus, we had gone so far down this time that I thought maybe still this was a test. At one point, he kind of hurried me, and it felt okay. It still felt different, but it felt okay. While we were running back, again, a very long trip, I said, where are we going? He goes, we're going to the boys' room, and we will be there if you need to do more work there. I got back up and ended up, the cords were still wrapped around the child. I dissolved the cords at that point, and, basically, that was it. I mean, and I talked to the mom and reiterated what had happened, and the boy was doing better, and I called a couple days later, and she said he's doing great. I asked Supplanter, I'm like, what was going on? And what was that? And his response, he looked at my lead angel and went, who was that? Or who? Go ahead, Jim. You can.
Well, I turned to his lead angel, who is his name elapsed.
Tomlin.
Tomlin, and I said, look, under no circumstances is one of the healers supposed to be unsupervised and unprotected. I said, who is with him? And he kind of looked down at the ground, and he said, well, that was Peter. He is part of the team. And I went, okay. And I looked at Trisus, and I went, you don't know everybody that's on your team. He just kind of smiled a little bit, which is why I had him share this experience with you. And so we're going to do a little switch up with things over the next few weeks. There was a period in my life where every single one on my team, all 10 of them, took turns being the lead angel for me. And this is how I got to know who they were. I got to know their names. I got to know their faces. I got to know their voices. And I got to know their personalities. So starting tonight or tomorrow morning, I'm going to ask all of you to meditate. And when you do, there's going to be a changing of the guard. And a new person, or not a new person, but one of your teammates is going to step up, and they're going to take the lead role for you for a two-week period. And every 2 weeks, someone from your team is going to switch places and become the lead. And once they're all done, so for the next 6 weeks, or I'm sorry, 12 weeks, everybody's going to get a two-week period. They're going to be your lead angel. You're going to get to know who they are. And I'm doing this because, just like what happened with Trisus, there's going to be situations where your lead angels are doing something else behind the scenes where you're not aware of it, and they're asking one of the other teammates to step up and take that role for them. This is a great way for you to learn who they are, to trust them, to build a relationship with them, because there's going to come a period of time, my dear friends, where you and I are going to be in the thick of it, and you have to know who's giving you information. You have to understand that this is not a game, that no one's playing a trick on you. Satan may always try and stick his two cents in, but if you know all the names, all the faces, the energy of your angels that are around you all the time, then there is no way that you can be conned. So either meditate tonight or tomorrow sometime, and please find out who your angel is going to be taking the lead for a time. Does anybody have any questions about that? Okay, it's actually very cool because my team didn't tell me what they were doing. All I know is I would turn to my right and there'd be a new angel standing there, and they would smile at me and go, "It's my turn." "It's your turn to what?" "To be your lead." And I kind of went, "Why?" And they went, "Because all of us need to understand what that title and that role entailed." Okay, great. So instead of just having one person telling you what to do, then now you're going to have seven. It's a beautiful thing. But anyway, I had a situation with Tranquility. She contacted me because one of her coworkers is having some issue, and Tranquility has been under attack lately, and we all know her situation with Tom, and it's very draining in her house, and she's been having issues at work too. So I'm going to ask everyone if you please pray for Tranquility, because things are going awry where she works. She's never really had issues at work before, and now it's a new experience for her. So I'm going to ask you to please remember her and the family. But her email to me was, I'm pretty sure that Eva was her coworker's name, is having issues at her house. I don't have the strength to go look and see what's going on there. Would you please step in and take care of this? My response back to her was, yes, I will do that, but I want everyone to know that you need to be a leader, okay? You need to be a commander. What does that mean? That means that you don't have to personally look into every situation that everyone brings to your attention. You have angels at your command. You can give that order to your lead angel. You can say to them, please send a team to this person's house, lock it down, bind and sweep, kill everything, set up a perimeter, send angels to stay there on the property, and then report back to me. You don't have to personally have your fingers in everything. I don't anymore personally get involved with every single question or response or help, call for help that comes to me. I just don't have the energy or the time. So I look to Lexis all the time, and I look at him, and I'll say, please take care of this. And sometimes I just need to look at him, and he goes, I have this, sir. Because they can read our minds, because they know what's coming in the future. So often I'll give him a command, and he'll just smile and go, I already took care of that, sir. Okay, great. I feel like an idiot, but I appreciate that. Thank you. But it's our responsibility to tell them what to do, to be a part of someone's nurturing or to help them at some point. But also, I don't want people to be overtaxed. I don't want you to be strained. I don't want you to grimace when people contact you because they need some help and you think to yourself, oh, I'm so tired. I don't even have time to take care of myself and let I have to take care of the world. Don't. Send your angels. You guys have 6,000. That's why all of you were given a legion, a personal legion of angels to command at any time. Use them, please. I'm also going to ask everybody to make more time to meditate. I, too, am doing this as well. Sometimes we let our life get in the way, and things frustrate us, and we get so tired that sometimes we think to ourselves, I'm so tired, I can't even meditate. We have to, somehow, find the time. I don't care if it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes or a half hour. You and I have to become more disciplined, because if you and I are not on the top of our game, then this whole thing is going to fall apart. And that was Father's point. Wake up now. We've all kind of just been going through the motions. We've kind of had a little bit of vacation for the past 6-7 weeks, even though we've all been under attack. Satan has been quite the pill. And as of last week, I finally kind of reined him in a little bit, because enough is enough. But I am finding through past experiences with him that when I rein him in too hard, then he takes it out on mankind, and he takes it out on us, and he takes it out on the ones that we love. So I did something a little different this time, and he has backed off a little bit. So you may have found this week to be a little bit less stressful than in the past. Please, take the time. Our Heavenly Father has given us many tools. We have counseling angels, which is my next question. Has everybody met their counseling angel? It is important that you meet with that being, because they are the ones who are going to help you with the next point that I'm going to bring up. Back in October of last year, I told you that Father placed a stone tablet in your training room in the center of your mind, and I asked everyone to find it and then take it into your heart, to hold it against your chest, to let it go into your heart, and then your counseling angel would work with you when you would meditate in your heart chakra to help you understand what this tablet is, because the tablet is Father's plan for you within this team. And even though they're in hieroglyphs that you probably won't understand or comprehend with your brain, your heart will understand. And down the road as we have these meetings, Father's going to elaborate more on all the facets of how you and I are in his plan. He made 2 points today. My plan is moving forward. You are finally moving forward in my plan. We're not going to sit back anymore and go with the flow. We are now going to be active, more proactive than we have in the past. Anybody have any questions at this point? Okay. I also ask that we all do a deep cleaning on ourselves at least once a week or every other week. That's where you plug your team in, you have them give you an energy healing, and you clean out your space. It's through that process that you bond more with your healing team and you bond more with your protection team. It's also a moment where you can have your lead angel pog you and clear your space as well. I have Stotherian do that to me all the time. It's a great benefit. Please take advantage of it. I'll also remind everybody that Father again has asked all of us to come to him in the chamber. He offers this to all of us on this team, and I'll be honest, there are no one else, not anyone that I am aware of, that he makes this offer to, and I would ask all of you, please take him up on his offer. No one else gets this kind of an invitation. And I'll be honest, I haven't taken advantage of it as much as I should. Sometimes I say to Father, I miss you. I see him constantly when we talk. He's right in front of me and we talk. But it's been rare where him and I have actually sat down. I would say that yesterday was the first time I've actually sat down with him and our brothers and had a conversation and chatted, probably in weeks. You know, and I'm ashamed to say that, but I'm going to admit it to you. So I'm going to ask everyone, go see him. He's got nothing better to do. He wants to talk with you. I hope he doesn't backhand. Okay. Let's see. I'll run through my notes quick. I want to remind all of you who have spouses that you can share these recordings with them. Not your kids, though. I don't want anyone to be, you know, freaking out. I don't want the children to get scared. But your spouses need to know what we're doing and what you're involved with. And that's why Father picked them, and that's why they're going to stand by your side. Service for the Departed is next weekend. We are now in the preparatory week. I'm going to let you know that we now liberate 60,000 realms on a daily basis. And you may feel more activity this week than you have before. And Satan certainly is going to step up his efforts. So I need everyone to be on guard, to be aware of the fact that he is active. He's going to try and cause even more dysfunctioning in our families, in our congregations. He's going to stir the pot. Please be aware of it. Again, Father had told us at the beginning of the year, when we have a confrontation with someone, be aware of the fact that it's probably not them, but it's the spirit behind them that motivates them. So give that person a gentle plugging, smile at them, tell them you love them, and let go of whatever it is they said to you. When I was in the chamber yesterday, my dad, Peter, actually came to me too. He said, please tell the team that many will come out of darkness into light next week because of your efforts. Even your littlest thought of someone who passed brings them into the light. So if something sweeps across your heart, please go with that feeling. Father's going to motivate us to think of different groups, different people, different individuals. Please don't hesitate in talking with Father about anything that's on your heart. I also, when I was in Kalamazoo last weekend, I saw Chief Ketakiching. He's from the Wampanoag tribe. He stepped forward and he said, Supplanter, please, I need you to know that at the next service for the departed, millions of American Indians are going to be sealed out of all the tribes that we've been praying for. And he thanked everybody for their efforts and what they've been doing. I had an experience this past Friday. I don't know how the weather was out by you guys, but by us it was miserable. I sat on the highway for about 40 minutes and I moved 2 miles. And then I called my boss and said, I'm going to try and come to work through side streets. So I tried doing that for about 40 minutes, and it didn't work out either because they were closing roads. Next thing I know, I'm getting farther diverted, farther west, away from my home. I actually got angry and said to Father, really? I can't even get home now. And as I came up on a road, which I'd never driven on before, and I honestly didn't even know where I was. I was using my GPS to try and find my way back home. I pulled up to an area where there's a school and a country club on both sides of the highway, and as I pulled up where this school is now sitting, the feeling that I got, I can't even put into words. It was beyond wanting to throw up. It was beyond evil. It was beyond any feeling that you and I have probably experienced. And as I looked around the area, all I saw was all these souls that were bound by demons held in place where they were on this property of this school land. And I looked at Lexis and I said, let's go and send teams in there. Let's kill everything. Let's free everyone. And as I kept driving, I kept looking around the area trying to figure out where I was, and I realized I was actually in Barrington. And I didn't know that Barrington had any rich history of any kind, so I asked Trisus, because he is the knowledge GM of researching things. He went online and he found out that in that area, Chief Blackhawk, who is a Sauk Indian leader, yes, that's our hockey team, he's named after him, had many battles in this area, and through a certain patch of territory going all through Illinois and Wisconsin was a lot of controversy and a lot of wars that took place with American Indian against American Indian, American Indians against the French, against the United States, and there was just a ton of conflict. And when he was telling me this, then I started to get a clear picture of what I was seeing, and mostly of what I saw was American Indians being bombed by demons. So we freed them all. From what I was told, many of them actually came to the service this morning, which is a beautiful thing. So I'm going to ask everyone to please pray for the American Indians. It doesn't matter if you know the names of their tribes or not, but this is a huge group of people who have never heard of Jesus Christ. They wouldn't, because they were on this land before any Christians showed up and made their presence known. So I appreciate everyone's efforts in remembering this week. Even if you're not an apostolic, I know that you know of people who have passed away. You know, groups, you have ancestors, you have relatives. We're going to pray for everybody. I also want to let everybody know that Trisus and I will be in Toronto March 7th through the 10th. We're going to go see Tom. I'm hoping that the apostle has made some decision or talked with the chief apostle. From what Tranquility told all of us, she hasn't heard anything. She's actually going to a seminar today for the leaders in the church as far as Sunday school goes, so maybe she'll have some information when she gets back from that meeting. So I would ask everyone to continue to pray for Tom and this situation. Tranquility sent me an email this week that the demons were driving Tom so hard that they were having him go outside in this very cold weather, and they're getting just as much snow as we are. And the neighbors told Susan that they saw him shoveling in his pajamas with no coat on a couple days during this week. And then when she comes home, Tom is just completely exhausted. And we all know that the demon is being a jerk. So please pray for him. I will tell you that the next meeting is going to be Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. I appreciate everyone who has participated in this meeting today. Does anybody have any questions, any concerns, anything you'd like to discuss? The floor is open.
Jim, I have a question. Sure. You know, as you know, I've gone to a number of funerals this month, and some of the funerals, they just bury the person. They don't release the soul. Okay. I guess the question that I would ask is, what am I to do?
All you can do is pray for them. We in our church actually don't release the soul anymore. It's all in our Heavenly Father's hands. He is the one who's in charge of all of that. So what happens is for 7 days when a person passes, they have the choice to stay where they're at on this planet or go into eternity. They don't get the help if they stay here. So we can pray that Father guides these souls into eternity. If you know their names, which you do, you can pray specifically for them. You can command your team to send an angel to go help that person if they're trapped. I'm going to give everybody that privilege. You can do that. Send this person help. And then you can also ask our Father to send someone from eternity, a brother, a relative, or someone that knows them, to help them come to the service next week. But the church doesn't release the soul anymore. Father takes care of all of that. Hope that answers.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody else have any other questions or concerns?
When's it going to stop snowing?
Soon.
It stops snowing here.
Yeah, thanks for rubbing it in, Jer.
Yeah, there'll be some text coming down to you, young man.
Okay. If there's nothing else, I'd like to pray with you. Alrighty. Loving Father, we say thank you for permitting us to come together today. This is probably one of our shortest meetings, but we covered a lot of material. We appreciate the grace. We appreciate the gifts that you give us. We will unwrap our gifts. We will not be that present that hides under the tree in the back and is forgotten about. Because you've given us all so many tools, sometimes, Father, we, in our humbleness, feel that it isn't our place to interfere. We don't want to interfere with your plan, or perhaps something's happening with a soul that in our gut it's telling us to stand back. But we will make more of an assertion, Father, of ourselves into these people's lives who come across our life, that if we can help them, Father, then we will. We are no longer afraid. We are not concerned about what somebody thinks or believes that we are or are not, because the important thing, Father, is that you understand who we are and we trust you in everything. See the hearts of those who have gathered with us and those who are not able to make the phone call. They aren't connected spiritually with us. We pray for the blessing, Father, that you have given all of us to move through our hearts now. Grant the team confidence. Grant them peace. Grant them a surety. And too, Father, where there are dysfunctional things happening within our careers while we're here, you are the one, Father, who can give us the courage to either move through the adversity that's taking place in our lives. Some of us are looking for new opportunities or career advancement. Someone are looking for new jobs. There are some who struggle with financial situations. Some of us struggle with faith, perhaps, but we don't feel that we have the right to come to you as much as we want to. Or basically, Father, perhaps we're just tired and we're worn out. We know, Father, that through your strength, through the body and blood of Jesus, we're able to move forward, so we pray for an extra portion of strength in this prayer, that you would please touch the hearts of all those who have gathered with us, and when they have their secret concern, Father, or their care, that they don't hold back, that they tell you exactly how they feel, that when they're upset or they're disappointed, they don't wait. They don't think to themselves, well, you don't want to hear about it. You do want to hear about it, because that's how precious we are to you. So provide, Father, what the team needs. If I've forgotten something, please cover it. We love you so much. We wait for the day when Jesus comes. We pray, Father, again, for your blessing. Grant us all peace now and a blessing for the week. Eternity is so close, Father, to us. We can feel them. They surround us even now as we talk. We can see them where we are. There is an excitement in eternity. We pray for our brothers and sisters who work there. They grow tired, too. That we will not back down, Father. We will liberate the realms every day. We will push evil back. We will stand up to Satan. He is the biggest bully in existence. He's probably the most clueless being also in existence, as he thinks that he's going to win in some way. We have to admire his persistence and his tenacity. And we have to respect, Father, the power that you've given him. But we do not have to put up with him, do we? No, we don't. So we pray for courage, Father, for those in eternity, even those, Father, who are on the fence, who don't even know if they want to come. Again, you will open up eternity to hear the chief apostle's service next weekend, regardless of whether they come out or not. But the joy, Father, comes from being in the service cannot be surpassed in any way. Do we value our faith, Father? We value the positions that we hold. Do we appreciate all that you give us? Know that, please. We love you very much. According to what we ask, cover again that which we have forgotten. And we lay everything in your hands, Father. Thank you for this moment that we could share together. Love you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.